It's The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. Now to a story in Nigeria that's drawn global condemnation from human rights groups, press advocates, and a number of U.S. senators. Omoyele Sowore, a U.S.-based Nigerian journalist and activist, has been behind bars since early August. That's the sound of security forces rearresting Sowore in Nigeria on December 6th, one day after he was released on bail. Sowore runs the news website Sahara Reporters and is a fierce critic of current Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari. Earlier this year, Sowore unsuccessfully ran against Buhari for president. For many in Nigeria, Sowore's arrest signals a worrying indication of what press freedom might look like under President Buhari's administration. Well, joining me now to talk about this is Rudolf Okonkwo, host of the Dr. Damages show and a former colleague of Sowore's. Rudolf, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you so much.
So tell us about Sowore's political activity before he was arrested.
For many years, as a student union leader, he was active in politics. He was one of those that fought for democracy that we have now. For more than 30 years, he's been involved in politics in Nigeria as an activist. He started Sahara Reporters in 2006, and for 13 years, he ran the media outlets out from New York here, where he tried to hold government officials accountable. Last year, he decided to participate in politics, so he went home and ran for president. The election was in February, and after the election, he decided that he wanted to continue to be part of that conversation. So he organized a demonstration that he called Revolution Now. And that demonstration was why he was arrested.
As you mentioned, he was also a journalist, or
yes.
He is also a journalist.
Yes.
What has his journalism looked like here in the United States? You said he was working here out of New York. What does that look like in comparison to his activism?
Sahara Reporters is one of the leading outlets that tries all across Africa to hold politicians accountable. Stories about corruption in Nigeria and people not doing what they're supposed to do. I was with Sahara for many years. I knew how people were treated when you are presented as a reporter for Sahara Reporters anywhere. They didn't like him to begin with. He was able to investigate and publish stories that led to the trial and arrest and then the jailing of some governors. So he has always been a vanguard in trying to hold government officials accountable. But over the time, he saw that even the people that he exposed what they were doing, either they were pardoned or they ended up going to court and the trial would go on for years without any conviction. So he decided, you know what, I'm going to go and be part of the political system. I will try to run for office. And that was what he did this year.
Is that why he was working here out of the United States as a journalist and not in Nigeria?
Well, you can't do the kind of thing he was doing here in Nigeria. In Nigeria, the media is not free. They will shut you down. Eventually, he moved some of the operations to Nigeria and they froze the account of Sahara Reporters in Nigeria. And several times they come and try to intimidate reporters of Sahara Reporters. So it's not possible to do the kind of work that he was doing here in Nigeria.
Sowore has been arrested twice, once in August and again, we said he was rearrested. Why was he arrested in August initially?
Oh, because he came home to lead that demonstration where he wanted to let people know the issues that are of concern to Nigerian people. And the government didn't want that protest to happen. So they arrested him and they kept him for almost 130 something days. They went to the first court. The court said he should be freed. They refused to free him. They went to another court and the other court gave a condition for him to be freed. And he fulfilled the conditions. They refused to free him. The third one, they arrested him now. They've not charged him for any offense. He's still in detention, and they should have charged him in court in 24 or 48 hours, but they've not done that.
Are you in touch with him? Is it possible to be in touch with him right now?
No, I'm not in touch with him. I spoke to the brother. I speak to people who run Sahara Reporters. He's not allowed to talk to anybody right now.
What is the situation as we know it? His case is not going to be taken up in court again until February.
If at all they will do that. What they are trying to do, they said last week that the case has now been taken over by the Attorney General of Nigeria. And we know that in an interview he granted to the BBC in London, the Attorney General said essentially that he's guilty. So we are now hoping that he's going to give him a fair trial. But they are what we know now is that they are shopping for a new judge that will give them the kind of ruling that they were looking for, that they didn't get from the two different judges.
We've seen some senators here in the United States, Cory Booker among them, talk about this case. What has the reaction been from the United States? Does it matter, or is this just for show?
Well, the government said in Nigeria, they said they don't care what they're saying in America or in Britain or the European Union. They don't care. They're not going to bow to pressure from America. I think the issue is that because of the situation here where you have the president, you know, fighting impeachment. In Britain, you have them talking about Brexit. They are really busy that the top people in governments in these countries are not putting pressure on Nigeria. In fact, some of the statements they use, the Nigerian government use, is similar to what Donald Trump uses here.
Are you suggesting fake news?
Like fake news, of course. Of course, they say fake news, and they say that you are enemy of the states, you are enemy of the people. Essentially, if you don't, they see the media as their PR arm, that you should be a PR for the government. If you don't follow that line, you are considered an enemy of the state. And they will charge you for treason, whatever they like. Just writing a post on Facebook is enough for you to be arrested in Nigeria.
What awaits Sowore now? I mean, what is it that, how does Nigeria tend to treat its jailed journalists?
There are so many journalists who are detained in Nigeria because they are not famous, they are not from here, people don't know. They arrest reporters, they intimidate them who are doing their job. There was one instance where a reporter who is assigned covering the vice president was beaten up by the DSS, the people protecting the vice president. So it's very common in Nigeria, but this Sowore's case is making it clear now. The world is beginning to see what is happening beneath the country.
Does he have representation?
Oh, he has lawyers. But it's not easy for the lawyers to actually meet with him. I was just talking to the brother. The DSS will decide when they will allow the lawyer to come and see him. They won't let him see his doctors. Nothing. It's very terrible what's going on.
The case, as we mentioned, has gotten international attention. Rudolf Okonkwo is the host of the Dr. Damages show and a former colleague of Omoyele Sowore. Rudolf, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.